It was 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, and Zahra and Hiba were about to break the Ramadan fast. They had been fasting since 3:30 in the morning. Before them were plates of rice and spicy chicken, yogurt, watermelon, mango, and dates, prepared by members of the mosque. Zahra, 21, is an elementary education major at Benedictine University in the Chicago suburbs. Hiba, 18, is studying biomedical engineering at the University of Illinois in Chicago. They both wear the traditional hijab, or woman's headdress, even outside the mosque. Zahra said they were planning to spend most of Saturday night at the Islamic Center, leading a study of the Quran with girls and young women, listening to a female speaker, and getting in some fitness exercises in the mosque's large gymnasium.
We're going to start off with Open Gym. So we just raised enough funds a couple years ago to build a gym. So a lot of youth come to the gym, and you know, they learn that Islam is holistic, and you know, it's having that community, and also getting closer to God, that it's all together. And so we start off with basketball, and then after we finish the night prayers, which will be going on kind of simultaneously, then we're going to have some snacks, and then we're going to have a talk by an excellent speaker named Iman Sunbali. So she's going to be speaking about the story of Joseph, and the lessons that we can derive from it, specifically in regards to temptation and being a teenager or a youth in today's society. Then after that, we have a reflection. So how that story helped us become closer to God, you know, just how this entire month of Ramadan, how we've become closer and how to better, like, you know, we only have 15 days left of the month, about, so how to utilize those 15 days to their maximum potential. And then we're going to have our breakfast and then some night prayers, and then we're starting the fast again.
Yeah.
How is it for you at Benedictine? How have you found going to a Catholic school?
I think Benedictine is a wonderfully diverse, very accepting, interfaith sort of university. The Muslim Student Association there is very active and works alongside the ministry with Dr. Alicia Tate and with the president, Dr. Michael Brophy, to make sure that Muslims have a home on campus, and we actually have our own prayer area that they've given us, that they've gifted us, that we're able to go and pray and have our own space, even though it is a Catholic university. And we are so thankful for that. And we found the school extremely, extremely accepting. And, you know, we give back to the school too. We're good students, and it's pretty comprehensive at Benedictine.
I ask your sister, have you experienced any prejudice at all, especially with the unfortunate events that happened in the past week and happened earlier this year?
I personally have been very lucky to have not experienced any sort of that, but I have heard stories. Some of my friends have, you know, either been like yelled things or things like that. And like,
on campus or off campus?
In the city in general. And like, I commute every day, so I go to Union Station, and you can see like the increased police presence there for safety, which is, and it's nice, it's comforting to know that there's people there that have your back if you need it.
Do you feel people look at you differently? Because obviously you wear a head covering.
I feel like there's a little bit of an expectation, maybe to always be good and to make sure that there's an expectation to be like a certain person. Like you have to kind of be that person, so to kind of like improve the image Muslims have.
So you know, with recent events, with Donald Trump being the presidential candidate that he is, and with us being the Muslim students that we are, it's really concerning to see somebody who's campaigning, you know, for the highest office in the land, telling us that we're not American. Our parents came here before we were born, so we were born here in America, and you know, they've achieved the American dream. They worked really, really hard, and they still work really hard, and you know, alhamdulillah, they've been prosperous, they've been, you know, blessed by the grace of God to get where they are today. And now, you know, we're decently well off. My dad is an engineer. He works, he has his own engineering firm, and my mom works alongside with him. And you know, he's always, you know, down at conferences, you know, he's with the community. You know, we're part of the American fabric. We contribute. We're always giving back to the community. We're at school. We're we are as American can get. And for him to stand up there and tell us, because of your faith, which is protected by the Constitution, you are not American and you shouldn't be here and you hate us, I feel like that's just totally wrong. I love America. You know, like when somebody asked me the other day, we were on vacation up in Michigan, and she asked me, where are you from? First thing that popped into my head, Chicago. And then she like clarified, she was like, oh, you know, like what country? I was like, oh, you mean that, Pakistan, you know? But when home for me is right here in the USA.